Good morning. My guest this morning is Daniel Celador, who is here to tell us about what sounds to me like an amazing concert coming up this Sunday, March 1st, 3 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. March Winds. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Roland.
So this is two groups playing, right?
Yes, this is two groups consisting of local musicians who have played together for some time. So
right.
I can say there are two groups of musical friends.
So you're involved with Coastal Winds.
Yes, I've been involved with Coastal Winds for some time.
Uh-huh.
And Coastal Winds consists of Valerie White on flute, myself, oboe, Jeff Chan on clarinet, Miranda Kincaid on bassoon, and John Lounsbury on horn.
That's an amazing group of instruments to put together, a real wind concert or a woodwind concert, as the case may be, right?
It is what is now a standardized woodwind quintet format.
Except who can say it?
Yes. And many composers, surprisingly, have written for that group of instruments, including Nielsen, whose quintet we're going to play at the concert, a very
uh-huh.
lovely quintet that was written specifically for the Copenhagen Quintet in 1922. And Nielsen was very, he loved to think about the character of the players, and he wrote many of the variations based not only on the sounds of the individual instruments, but the characteristics of the players.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful. I noticed that you're going to perform a piece by a local composer and teacher.
Yes, a local composer and teacher, Mazda Kamda, who teaches at the Napa Valley Junior College, and he also teaches at Dominican. And this is a premiere of his woodwind quintet. It is a set of variations on a piece by Percy Grainger that we're also
uh-huh.
playing called The Walking Tune.
And the other group is the Fifth Avenue Brass.
Fifth Avenue Brass consists of Tom Hyde and Dave Lindgren on trumpet, John Lounsbury on horn, Gary Piner on trombone, and Gary Meyer-Henry on tuba.
What a great bunch of sound.
Yes, and there are interesting pieces. There's some variations on C sketches by Ian MacDonald. There'll be a Bach piece arranged by John Glassell, Contrapuntus 9. And Blue Caraco by Jack Smith. And that's just a few of the pieces that they'll play. They'll have some big rousing finishers for us
uh-huh.
as well, as only brass can deliver.
Well, I'm fascinated by the fact that here it is, an entire afternoon of music with two different musical groups and not a string in the house.
No strings. March winds.
That is it, actually. It's going to be very windy there, really.
Yeah, I suppose it will be.
So has Fifth Avenue Brass played a lot around the area?
Yes, Fifth Avenue Brass has been around for a while. They've played a lot together, and these guys know each other from way back, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How did you get together with the others to form Coastal Winds?
Well, Coastal Winds, I've played together with Jeff Chan in chamber music ensembles of one form or another for a very long time. And the same with Valerie White, the flutist. I've played in groups with Valerie since the 1980s.
So have you been playing oboe all your musical life?
Yes, except for when I was in fifth and sixth grade when I played E-flat alto saxophone.
Well, Danny Kaye once said, "The oboe, it is clearly understood, is an ill wind that no one blows good."
Well,
you ever hear that before?
I've definitely heard that.
I bet you have.
And most oboe players in one form or another are driven crazy by their reeds.
Yeah.
It either becomes a kind of meditative format where you go into meditations working on your reeds, or the other extreme is that you wind up throwing objects at walls.
Daniel, thank you very much for coming in and giving us a laugh and giving the people who will hear this a little bit farther on down the line a laugh, too.
Well, it's nice to be here, Roland. Thank you.
Okay, the concert is March Winds, Sunday, March 1st, this coming Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. For information, the telephone number is 874-9392, or better yet, you can go to OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org, and from their website, you will be able to order tickets through Brown Paper Tickets. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.